a lot going on. There's a lot of energy. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is a big week that we have coming up. We have our lunar eclipse tomorrow. We have our autumnal equinox happening on Sunday morning. We're going into fall. We're changing seasons. We have weather changes happening. There is so much movement going on around us. And I am so happy to have you all here with me today as we start off our week. And I just want to start off real quick to let you guys know that I will be in the chat room with you all today. So if you head to 12radio.com and click on the chat button, which you will see on the left-hand side of your screen, you'll be taken over to our Facebook group, which is also called 12 Radio, and you'll be able to see my banner at the top of the screen, and go ahead and leave a comment in there. I will be taking readings. If you guys have any questions, you're welcome to just ask for a general reading. You're welcome to ask about relationship advice, career advice, family advice, whatever you have going on, or any questions that are pressing on your mind. Go ahead and leave that in a comment if you feel comfortable, and I'll make sure to check in throughout the show. I do also love to start off with a general reading for everyone. One of my favorite things about working with Oracle is that we're able to connect to so many different people with one message. And oftentimes, energy just has some of the most beautiful messages for all of us. So for everybody listening, whether you are listening to me live right now on Monday afternoon, or if you're listening to a replay later in the week, this reading is for you. And it looks like if any of you have a conversation or some sort of confrontation that you're worried about or stressed about, that if you decide to go into that this week and take that risk, it will be very successful. It looks like you can breathe more easily and go ahead and just try to go into that peacefully. And it seems like whatever conversation or resolution you're seeking, you'll be able to find and reach some peace. So I hope that's helpful for those of you who are stressed about conversations. And that actually is quite fitting. I have a lot of things I want to talk about today around confrontation and how to talk to the important people in our lives and how hard that can be. So that makes sense that energy is syncing up with that as well. But before we jump into all that, I just want to talk about how much change we have coming. It has been such a big pressing feeling for me throughout the week of just as we start to prepare for the week ahead, as we're thinking about what's coming up next, as we get ready to shift into fall. I can feel so much change in the air, and there's so much going on in our world right now. I mean, I know everyone is feeling the stress and the drama of the election and all the politics and the news, and it always feels so chaotic. And it feels like, gosh, everything feels like it's getting more expensive, and there's stress there, and that keeps changing. And pretty much everything just feels a little heavier than it needs to be right now. And as this change is kind of looming, I want to ask, I mean, are you all yearning for change? I feel like so often when we know this change is coming, you either are so excited for it and ready for that shift in your life or ready for that change, or it scares you, or it could be a little bit of both. But change can be really intimidating sometimes too, especially when it's just this big unknown thing of I can feel something is about to shift and you don't really know what it's going to be. And I'm in a bit of a unique position right now because I know what change is coming up in my life. We're a little less than 3 months away from welcoming our firstborn child into this world. And my husband and I, we're so aware that our lives are about to change forever. And even thinking about what we want this fall to feel like, or how I want to spend the rest of my pregnancy preparing for motherhood, or how we want to prepare our home for this change, or how we're going to experience this season as our last fall before kids, or, all these things. I mean, these are all moments where it's really exciting. And I really just can't wait for it to happen. I'm such a Sag. I have no patience. Patience has never been my strong suit, so I'm just so ready for it all to start. But then on the other side of things, there's moments when I'm absolutely intimidated by how much I don't know about what is coming. Right? I can logically break down all the different things that are going to happen, what things I'll need to prioritize, and what's logically going to change, but I have no idea what that's going to feel like for me and for our particular little family. And this is all just making me really reflect on the fact that I'm in such a unique position right now, where I know what is going to change, and the unparts of it are still so heavy on my mind, when for so much of our lives, we don't know what change is coming. So much is in the unknown, and that all of that still feels so heavy. And I love it when we're able to lean into the excitement around the change, but it doesn't always come as easily as we'd want it to. That excitement doesn't always come as easily. And I do know right now that so many of these thoughts have felt so huge for our little family because of the shifts that are happening within our there's so many planetary shifts happening and coming up. And I'm in no way a professional when it comes to astrology, but I do know that we have so much Piscean and Virgo energy right now, and I know how that makes me feel, and it makes me personally feel like everything's a little heavier. And through talking to everybody in all the different in all of my different circles, talking to people on Ones Who Listen, I mean, everyone's kind of feeling the weight of these decisions that we have coming up, or the weight of all the factors that are moving, and everything feels so fluid, and things are really not feeling very solid or reliable right now, and that's heavy. And I love taking a moment to have that little reminder that all these things that feel so heavy or so complicated may not actually be that big of a deal. Right? If we take a second and check in on what all the external factors are that are impacting us, these things that feel so massive, they may not be that big of a deal. Because, it just talk about what a wonderful moment that you're able to give yourself. You're able to give yourself permission to just relax and set it aside for now because you are not the root of it all. So if you're also feeling that low mood, or if you're feeling down, or if you're questioning everything, or if everything feels so complicated and so heavy and so big, and your pets are feeling all the anxiety, and your family is bringing up all of these things, and or anything feeling too heavy, try to catch yourself in that moment and take a second just to ask a few questions about what are these different factors that are impacting you? Right? Sometimes it's astrological, sometimes it's hormonal, sometimes we're just really stressed, sometimes other people are putting their stress on us. And the thing is, when you don't know where it originates, or when you don't take a second to stop and ask that question of, hold on, this feels really overwhelming, let me make sure that I'm not the root of it all. Right? If you don't take that moment, we so often automatically blame ourselves. And then we fall into self-doubt. We fall into internalizing everything. We fall into blame and we fall into worry. And what we're doing in that moment is we're taking away our own opportunity to give ourselves grace. And we're taking away an opportunity for peace. And all it takes is a little bit of self-awareness to be able to say, wow, I am overwhelmed. Hold on. And I'm blaming everything on myself. Hold on. That's not like me. Just take a moment to really think about what factors are at play in your life that could be leading to these things feeling so big. And I'm just going to check in with you guys in the chat room right now. Oh, Pamela, hi. Hi, my dear. What a beautiful rose that is. Thank you so much. And Renee, oh, I'm so glad that you're catching me live too. I'm so glad that you're here. Okay, and Chappelle would love a general reading, pretty please. Let me just get that for you while we have time. Let me see what is going on in the energy for you. Okay. I'm seeing some shifting within your, let me see if this is business. I'm seeing a pretty significant shift coming up for you within your ability to have control over the partnerships that you have in your life. This actually looks like it's both within your career and within your romantic life. I wanted to get a bit of clarity right there, and I got hell yes for both your career and your romantic life. So it looks like you're actually about to shift into a very confident position where you're going to be able to be a little bit more creative, take some more risks that actually feel comfortable for you, and keep an eye out for any signs or messages that'll be popping up. I can see maybe three or four coming up for you pretty quickly that will help you get a bit more clarity on the direction that you want to take. So whether there's an opportunity coming up in your career that you're able to say, okay, I'm going to take that risk, or there's some growth that you're feeling within your relationships where you're able to say, I'm going to have that tough conversation, or I'm going to bring this up, or try something new here, take a risk. Any of these risks, I actually see them being quite successful for you. So go ahead and take the leap. I hope that's helpful. And if anybody else wants a general reading, just leave it in the comments and I'll make sure to check in as I'm going through my little agenda for today, because I feel like we have so many things that are heavy on our minds right now. And sometimes just having a little message from energy can be so relieving and can be another factor that can help us let go of internalizing everything. And within that topic, actually, it segues quite easily into what I was thinking about talking about today. Because I've noticed that as we are experiencing this Virgo energy and we're experiencing this Pisces moon, so many topics of boundaries have been coming up more and more in so many circles in my life and in work and everything. And it seems like everyone is struggling to process these deep things without it getting really dark and scary. And that can be part of the heaviness too that we're experiencing through these astrological shifts, is everything can feel so much heavier than it needs to be. And it also makes it a really challenging time to look at some of our harder parts of our past. And you know how it feels when you look at the truth of a situation and you're able to genuinely start to dig around and uncover some old hurt or some old misunderstanding. And you're able to start to process some of these things from your past that you maybe have been setting aside or ignoring. And it feels so powerful in that moment when it actually feels relieving to uncover these things or to understand these things more instead of it feeling scary. Right? That is such a beautiful moment when that happens. It's really such a big deal when you start to process some of these heavy things from your past. And once you begin to gain the understanding of why certain things happened the way they did, why they impacted you the way that they did, why they still impact you today, right? Once you're able to shed some light on these different things, it's so wonderful when you get to be filled with that relief, because with knowledge comes that relief. With understanding comes that relief. Because so easy on the flip side of it to go through this process and start to unpack these things and start to understand parts of your past and fall into fear or fall into anger in that moment, and instead of falling into relief. And so much of what can determine how you experience this is these external factors that are going on, and is the support system that you have when you're starting to unpack all of these things. But in the moment when everything feels so heavy and so complicated, and your state of mind is not what you're used to because everything feels so heavy and feels so complicated and just lengthy and everything feels messy, right? I mean, that's not the state of mind that you should be in when you dive into all these things, or when you start to set boundaries, or when you start to have some of these harder conversations. And when I mentioned processing old hurts or unpacking some of these heavy things from our past, right? I'm talking about old family trauma from your childhood. I'm talking about maybe someone that you lost in your life, or personal traumatic experiences, for example, right? I mean, it can be a whole wide range of things. But I'm really talking about all these things that we spend so much of our lives ignoring or pretending that it isn't looming in the back of our minds. And a lot of people can just leave it at that and don't do that work to unpack it. But once you do decide to look at these things head on, you don't always have that much control over whether you will process these big things and feel relief, or if you will process these big things and feel anger. Because you are starting down a path that you don't know where it's going to lead you. And so much of this really has to do with the tools and the support that you have available to you at the time. Right? So these tools and the support in your life, it can be the shifting planets. Right? Like right now, all of our energy feeling so heavy, it probably isn't the best time to do this big work and unpack these things from your past. But in a few weeks, when we have more of Scorpio and Libra supporting us, our efforts would actually be a lot more successful. Your other tools could be your actual support system in your life, right? Thank you. When you dive into understanding and processing parts of your past when you're alone, versus when you have a strong support system, either through your friends or maybe a partnership or through your family, right? That can be such a different experience, whether you have that support or you don't. Some of your other tools or the other factors that are going to impact your success in this, it can be your hormones, which is my favorite topic, of course. If any of you have listened before, you know I could talk about hormones forever. But like, depending on where you are in your cycle, or if you're going through menopause or recovering from menopause, or if you know what your relationship with testosterone is as a man, right? All processing through some of these things when you don't have the support of your hormones can be even more challenging, and a lot of it can feel a lot heavier. Another really simple tool is whether you have stress on your side or not. Right? If we begin processing some of these heavier topics that we've been ignoring for so long, or we've been setting aside for so long, and if we decide to start really looking at it while we're already under a lot of stress, I mean, chances are it will result in that really scary or angry feeling as we start to understand more. And it can also result in just a lot of confusion. But if you begin to process through some of these harder topics when your stress levels are a bit lower, you'll probably be able to take on more of these harder topics. And you'll be able to experience more of that relief once you begin to uncover more understanding. And all of these tools can either support you through the hard moments, or they can make your process so much harder. And so the reason I'm jumping into all of this when I wanted to talk about boundaries is because often when we start processing some of these things, whether we experience the relief or the anger, we're often drawn to setting boundaries as a result or as a next step. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes it can take us a lot longer to understand the root of our trauma or the true impact of a certain experience. And the process of figuring out how to set those boundaries starts later, which makes sense. I mean, setting boundaries is hard. And if you think picking the right time to process through all of these things from our past is challenging, picking the right time to set those boundaries and have those conversations is even harder. Especially if we aren't used to doing it, especially if the people we're setting boundaries with aren't used to respecting boundaries, it'll be even more challenging. And often we'll realize that we need to set boundaries with family, which are usually the hardest people to set boundaries with, unless your family is very good at setting boundaries and it's a normal thing that you all do with each other. But unfortunately, from my experience, that's a bit rare. But it can also be the healthiest thing to incorporate into your family, right? So how can you not only pick the right time to process these heavier things, but then also take that bit of relief that comes with your understanding and successfully set boundaries or shift your habits or incorporate some sort of necessary change in a successful way that isn't more traumatizing? Well, so unfortunately, we don't always pick the times that this process happens, right? Maybe some new information came up that you didn't have before that sheds light on a situation where you simply didn't know enough before to understand what had happened, but you knew that there was something there and you just had set it aside. Like, maybe your friend tells you suddenly that they knew all along that this had happened when you thought you were the only one, or something like that, right? You really don't have any control whatsoever over when you get that bit of information. And something so simple can really change the way you see everything. And now you have information that you didn't have before. And maybe some of the missing pieces are falling into place, and this will happen regardless of the support you have. This will happen regardless of the tools you have available to you. If this will happen, who cares what's happening with your hormones or astrologically, right? It's just they have not taken these things into consideration before dumping this on you. And in these situations, one of the best things that you can actually do for yourself in the moment is ground yourself in your present. Right? Processing hard things from the past is an important thing for all of us to do. And a scary threat of this process, and a lot of the reasons why people just don't do it, is this fear of getting stuck in the past or getting sucked back into it. And it can be so easy to start to process something from long ago and then forget how far you've come. And it can be even easier to spiral into worrying that it will happen again, or that you'll make the same mistakes, or that everything you've built in your life since then doesn't matter as much. But if you find yourself getting sucked into that thought process or that worry, I want you to think about something, because before this new piece of information showed up about your past or whatever it was that sent you into this process of trying to understand more, or trying to unpack it all, would you have thought about your current life this way? I mean, probably not. Before you learned this new detail or started this process, were you worried about this event repeating itself? Maybe you were, but it probably wasn't as big of a threat as it feels like it is now. And getting stuck in the past can be so easy that we don't even notice it's happening. And that's when it can get really freaky. You don't notice that you are worrying so much about the past happening again or it impacting you in a way that it wasn't before, that you shift your behavior or you shift the way you interact with the people in your life, or you really let it consume you. And it's also when anger can really be the loudest emotion that we feel through this process. It's so easy just to fall into anger. And the aspect of all of this that I really want to focus on now is how can we handle these moments when we get sucked into the past? And it's when those tools that we were talking about earlier can be really helpful. Right? Really, anything that can ground yourself in your current reality is going to be the most helpful thing that you can do for yourself. And it sounds so simple. So simple. But it can be really helpful to just focus on your favorite things that bring you peace in your life today. Right? Do you have friendships that are especially important to you? Is your job particularly fulfilling in a way that you've always wanted? Or maybe your job is just as simple as you need it to be right now, and it allows you to pursue all your other passions. Or is your, what else? Is your relationship with food and with your body better or healthier than it used to be? Or it can really be really simple. Like, do you have a daily routine that leaves you feeling peaceful and productive? Right? Or does your dog make you laugh and get you outside on a daily basis? Right? Or are you in a relationship that leaves you feeling grounded and happy? Right? I want you guys to think about all the different layers and aspects of your life today, in this moment, in your current reality, and find the things that you're not only grateful for, but that bring you joy and bring you peace regularly. And these are the things that are going to help you stay grounded in your present as you start to unpack some of these heavy things from the past. And it can be as simple as being grateful for the food that you get to eat. It can be as big as the job that you get to work that you love so much. It can be that you love your neighborhood. You know, it can be the weekend trip that you took last month that left you feeling really peaceful or rejuvenated. And the focus that I want you to have in this process of searching your current life for what is going to leave you grounded in your current reality is peace. Right? What today, in this moment, brings you peace? I think peace is so underrated in our world. Like, we don't really ever prioritize it or think of it as bringing that much value into our lives. But when we are in the process of understanding something from the past that has left its mark on us, that has impacted us, peace can be the most healing aspect of our current lives that we get to lean on. And it can be something that really keeps us grounded through this healing journey. And before I go on to couple of the other tools that I think we can really lean on, I am going to want to take a quick break for you guys. I'm going to check in on the chat room first just to say hi to everybody. And then we're going to take a little break for you with you all. Who's let's see. Oh, Quelly is in the chat room. Hi. Yes, me and baby are healthy. Thank you so much for checking in. I'm so glad to see my Bay Area friend here. Oh, and Shelva says, OMG, this message is so timely. It is exactly what I needed. Thank you. Oh, good. Thanks for the reading. So grateful. Relationships, huh? I think a man will have to fall out of the sky. Oh, well, maybe they will. Maybe it's up to you to grab them, pull them out of the sky. It seems like you are in the power seat right now. So go ahead and find them and pull them out of the sky because it is all up to you. Oh, and what a beautiful picture of your cat. Thank you so much for sharing. My cat also makes me feel so grounded and happy. I think all of our furry friends, all of our little familiars can do so much to make us feel so grounded and so happy. Okay, I'll make sure to check back into the chat room later on in the show. And if anybody wants a little check-in on the energy going on in their lives, go ahead and just leave a comment in the chat room. And for now, we're just going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in just a few short moments talking more about ways that we can process things from our past healthily and set boundaries in a healthy way with everything going on. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, you guys.
Go.
Okay, everybody, we are back with Life Journeys with Serena. Thanks for hanging in there for a quick little break. And I'm checking in on the chat room. It looks like I'm clicking on all comments because sometimes it organizes it in a different way for chat, for top comments. So just want to make sure I'm getting all you guys. Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, if anybody has any other questions or readings or just want to chat about setting some boundaries, you are welcome to leave it in the chat room. But on that topic, I just want to continue on and think about, as we're diving into some of these harder things from our past, or as we're trying to figure out how to set boundaries with the important people in our lives, like one of the tools that we can rely on when we are thrown into this process is actually taking a true look at what stress we have going on in our life, right? What happens when you're given some sort of unexpected piece of information? You don't have control over when you start to process these things. You're given a new piece of information that opens up a whole new aspect of this big event from your past. And you're already in the middle of something incredibly stressful, right? That's just the worst timing. You already are in the middle of a big project that you have to do for work, or there's already drama happening in your family that is overwhelming, or you're about to go on a trip, or, you know, whatever thing that is causing you stress, or you're just really stressed out about the election coming up. I don't know. Whatever stress you have going on in your life, I want to let you know that it's okay to say, I am going to choose to put this down. I have other things that I have to address. I have other stress factors and other things going on in my life that need to be my priority. And I feel like sometimes we forget how powerful it can actually be to say, you know what? I'm not in the right headspace to handle this right now. So I'm going to set it aside for the moment. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that the best option here is to ignore it forever or really tuck it away, never to be addressed. Right? I'm saying that it simply isn't always the best time to dive deep into these hard things from our past or to have those hard conversations with the important people in your life. It sometimes just isn't the right time. It doesn't have anything to do with the planets. It doesn't have anything to do with our hormones. It doesn't have anything to do with what you're mentally capable of doing. It doesn't reflect at all on what you're capable of. It has everything to do with what you want your priorities to be in this moment and standing up for that. And that can be a tough conversation in itself as well. And that can bring its own challenges, especially if it's something that people aren't used to hearing from you. Or people don't agree that that's something that you should be able to do. It's okay to table it. It's okay to set it down and know that you're going to pick it back up when the rest of your life quiets a little bit and the rest of your life allows it. And people around you, they may not understand. They may want to dive really hard into this new revelation with you. And if that's the case, they actually may not be the right people to jump into this process with you anyways. Because your state of mind should be the first priority through it all. So one of the biggest tools that we have in these big, heavy processes is to learn how to just set it down and handle the things that are the most pressing and the most stressful in your life. And then find the peace in your current life that you know you can rely on to ground yourself within, and then dive into the process. Right? It takes a lot of self-awareness and it takes some discipline to be able to do this, but it's absolutely doable. And it's something I think about a lot with parenting, right? This is all from a future mother's point of view. But I think a lot about what it will be like when something stressful or unexpected pops up. And the first thing I have to do is be a mom, right? That is going to be my priority. And I'm going to have to table it. I'm going to have to say, you know, that does not deserve my energy right now. Because my kid does. And I will come back to it when I have the time. And it can be one of the least accepted things to do. And it can be one of the most challenging things to do. Right? So, with all of this, what feels like such heavy confrontation, right? How do we shift this process into then setting boundaries or choosing to step back from whatever the situation is? Right? So often as we discover and we unpack some of those really heavy things from our past, or we start to really gain some insight and understanding as to how it impacted us or the role it had in shaping who we are or shaping our lives, right? Often we're then able to recognize patterns that still continue in our lives today, which that in itself can be triggering. It can be traumatizing again. It can be, oh my gosh, it's still happening. It can be just recognizing that some of these unhealthy habits or unhealthy experiences are still continuing. And then what's the next step once you notice this? Usually it's time to set some boundaries. But setting boundaries can be so hard, right? Especially if you're about to attempt to set boundaries with people for the first time. You've never set a boundary with this person before. It's a wild card. You don't know how it's going to go. Or if you know that this person has a hard time respecting boundaries, some people just don't know what it means to respect a boundary. And that may have to be part of the conversation too. And something that is really challenging with all of this is often if you are someone who has decided to look at your past, look at these things that have impacted you, look at the relationships in your life this way, you're going to be surrounded by some people, a handful of people, or maybe everyone around you who is not doing that work. Right? And what do you do when you are dedicating so much of your focus and your energy and your consciousness to understanding yourself, to understanding the growth that you want to achieve, to having real conversations with yourself of what you're capable of what your goals are, of what impacted you and what is important to you? You're dedicating yourself to so much of this heavy work. And not, I guarantee, there are going to be people in your life who don't do this, who choose not to, who choose to continue to ignore the things in their life that have happened, that have impacted them, that have shaped them, and won't go there. And oftentimes it can be really hard to connect with people if this has been your experience, right? It can be really challenging to be so deep into this process. And it can be lonely because other people aren't there with you. They aren't meeting you where you're at. And often then if you have to set a boundary with somebody who isn't going through a process or who maybe is going through their own process but doing it differently or whatever the difference is, sometimes that really direct conversation of saying, hey, I'm working through some things and I didn't appreciate how X, Y, and Z went down. Or I'm in the process of healing from this experience and I want to make sure it doesn't continue. So I'm going to be setting some boundaries around this behavior or this interaction, or I'm not going to engage on this topic anymore, or whatever your boundary needs to be. That direct kind of conversation, it can blow things up in a way that you weren't anticipating. And the other person's reception of your truth is not something that you can take on. It's not something that is your responsibility. But something that can be helpful is to check in on the timing and what external support you have before you commit to setting a boundary or having that hard conversation. And it's those same four things that we've been talking about that are really important to check in with. If you want that additional support, if it's something that is stressful, right? If you're someone who feels particularly impacted by astrological shifts, then check in on what's happening with our planets and check in on how it is going to impact you specifically with your own chart before deciding to launch into one of those harder conversations. If you are someone who feels really impacted by hormonal shifts, make sure that you are timing that conversation when you have that support of your hormones, like when you're ovulating, or if you're a man on a 24-hour cycle, have that conversation in the morning when you have that support of your testosterone, right? Or if you're going through menopause, have that conversation when you know you, without a cycle, since you do not have a regular hormonal cycle, track when you feel that you have the most support of your hormones. It could be right when you change, when you have that boost of estrogen from hormone therapy or whatever your process is. It's much more complicated with menopause, but find that time when you feel most supported by your hormones and try to time that conversation then. Or if you know that you have a really stressful work week coming up, don't have that conversation right then. Or if you know that you just have additional stress coming up in your life, try to time this conversation for a moment when you have that peace that you can rely on, that grounding foundation that you can rely on. Because that support is going to carry you so much further than if you're relying on having this conversation from a stressful foundation. And then also, when it comes to the support that you can have from your family, from your friends, from your community, from your partnership, think about what kind of support you have today. Will you have more support a week from today? Will your partner be more mentally capable to support you because they will have less stress in their lives? Is it something you can time that way? These are all the external factors that, if we don't take into consideration, oftentimes leads to us blaming ourselves for these conversations or these hard moments not going as well. Right? It's all these external factors that should be taken into consideration, and unfortunately, so rarely are, that if you look at them truly, then you can prepare for the harder parts of life, for the harder conversations, for the harder, more challenging process of understanding our trauma or understanding our past. And if you're able to take these things into consideration and really think of them as the support that you need rather than going in on your own, it can transform your experience a lot of the times. It really can. And on that cheery note, I'm just going to check back into the chat room for you with you guys. Oh my gosh. Okay, again, got to hit all comments. Okay. Make sure I get everybody. Oh, Lori Love, hi. I'm so glad you're here. Ah, thanks for saying hi. I love when I get to see that you're listening live. It always makes me so happy. Oh my gosh, wonderful. Okay. Well, you guys, we're getting towards the end of our show here, and I'm so glad that I got to connect with so many of you in our chat room and just connect with everyone's energy. And I really felt drawn to talk about how heavy some of these things can feel, because it has just been such a pattern over the past couple of weeks that I've noticed in so many different circles of how we can internalize and blame ourselves so much for things not going the way we wanted them to, or for us not catching things earlier, or for conversations being harder than you thought they would have to be. Like, there's so many frustrating and challenging things happening, and it's not all your fault. There are moments when we need to take accountability and say, yep, that one was 100% on me. I could have handled that better. But chances are there's so many other factors involved as well. And if you want to set yourself up for success, because we just have so many things happening and so many things changing. And oftentimes that results in a lot more internalized thought process. And often it ends up on a lot, we end up doing a lot more reflection. So I wanted to catch you all before launching into all of these big shifts, before launching into fall, before this fall and winter tend to be such a contemplative time where we really go internal and everything gets a little quieter. And it can be really important to make sure that you are taking care of yourself as you go through this process. We always have things to process. And if you're one of those people that chooses to commit to this process and chooses to focus on growth and healing and the goals that you're setting yourself, both in life and energetically, and growing your relationship with your intuition. The list can go on and on and on about the ways that we all can grow and the ways that we can show up for the people around us, right? If you're someone who's committed to this growth and this change, I need you all to make sure that you're also setting yourself up for success, using the support you have available to yourself, and giving yourself grace and prioritizing peace, because that is what is needed as we move forward. We all need to be a little kinder to ourselves, because life is challenging and life is messy. And if we can all come together as people who are committed to this process and committed to understanding and committed to growth, then what beautiful community would that be? So I just wanted to leave you all with those thoughts. That is it for my show for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I will be back next Monday for our next Life Journeys with Serena at noon Pacific time. And in the meantime, I will be available to take any calls and answer any questions you guys have at 12listen.com. We have a big week coming up, so we do have a lot of sales. So make sure to keep an eye out for some lower prices. And I try to be online. I'm becoming more of a morning person as I'm getting ready for parenthood. And so I'm available a little earlier in the day than usual, but I still try to stay online pretty late for you guys. So regardless of the time of day, you should be able to find me. And I'm here to support however I can. In the meantime, I'm sending you guys so much love, and be kind to yourselves as you go throughout this week, okay? And I'll talk to you all next Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody.